We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, spontaneous viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 44 on Via Vision, Via Via Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, channel 70 on TV cable TIT. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hovd Province, channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Chatenga Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Supator Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan Ur Province, channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Sha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Hortul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, events to promote well-being are held in Colombia. In cultural news, Palestinian musicians share life stories through their popular melodies. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 17th, acclaimed author Ms. Raquel de Queiroz was born in 1910 in Fortaleza, Brazil. She was the first woman writer to enter the Brazilian Academy of Letters. At the age of 16, she began as a journalist and later wrote her first book, O Quinte, the 15, which earned her the Graça Aranha Foundation Prize. Memorial Maria Maura, Maria Maura's memorial, was considered her masterpiece. In 1992, Ms. de Queiroz was honored with the Yucca Pato Prize for Intellectual Person of the Year by the Brazilian Writers Union. Also an esteemed playwright, she received the National Book Institute Theatre Prize and the Roberto Gomez Prize. Her other accolades include the Camões, the most prestigious award given for Portuguese language literature. Moreover, Ms. de Queiroz was a diplomat and worked on the Human Rights Committee as a Brazilian delegate for the United Nations in 1966. May the wonderful legacy of Ms. Raquel de Queiroz's outstanding writings continue to be enjoyed by future generations.
Fly-in news. Earthquakes hit India, Iran, and Argentina. On Saturday evening, a 4.8 magnitude quake jolted India's western Maharashtra state and was felt as far as Karnataka's Belgaum and the Pune district. Coming 3 days after Cyclone Phaian, the tremors caused people to run in panic from their homes. Also on Saturday, a 3.4 magnitude tremor shook the town of Kur in the central Iranian province of Isfahan. Meanwhile, a magnitude 6.1 earthquake jolted northwestern Argentina with an epicenter some 190 kilometers northeast of San Salvador de Jujuy.
Fortunately, there were no reports of damage or casualties for any of the temblors. We are so relieved to hear of everyone's safety. Our prayers that such potential disasters subside through humanity's gentler, eco-stabilizing ways, bringing stability to brethren worldwide.
Norway to assist Guyana in mitigating climate change. Currently, Norway has earmarked a donation of $250 million to help the South American country protect her forests, which cover about 75% of the nation. A total of $530 million is being designated annually to help lessen tropical deforestation. Norway's Environment Minister, Erik Solheim, said, "Saving the world's remaining tropical forests is a crucial element in the battle against climate change. Minister Solheim and Norway, Providence bless your generous aid to preserve our precious forests. May your efforts be fruitful in bringing a more sustainable future for all nations."
Eight U.S. scientists visit Cuba. The group, including Nobel laureate in chemistry and president of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, or AAAS, Dr. Peter Egger, traveled to Havana, Cuba, for a science diplomacy visit. While there, they had talks with the island nation's foreign and public health ministry officials, and also visited the Academy of Sciences and the University of Havana. Dr. Egger said that all Cuban officials and scientists expressed goodwill and enthusiasm for doing work together. The scientists' trip was part of a wider effort to renew the two countries' relations. Dr. Egger and fellow colleagues, we are glad to know of your amicable visit. May the American and Cuban people enjoy abundant harmony as the nation's friendship continues to blossom.
Turkish government recognizes Kurds. As part of the country's peace initiatives, Interior Minister Besser Atalay announced on Friday, November 13th, that the ethnic Kurds, who number approximately 12 million, would be granted more rights, including being able to restore Kurdish names to the towns in their regions. He went on to say that an independent commission would be set up to investigate and uphold their human rights. Our appreciation, Your Excellency and Turkey, for these gestures to honor the cultural identity and heritage of the Kurdish people, wishing the warm-hearted Turkish people abundant harmony and shared understanding among all.
Meat consumption in the United States decreases. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, the combined beef, pork, and poultry per capita consumption in 2010 may be at its lowest since 1993. This will be the third year that the consumption rate will have lowered. Meanwhile, nationwide turkey sales have decreased more than 20%. even while the price of turkeys is some 15% below that of the previous year. We are sincerely thankful for the many lives saved by the decline in meat consumption. With the grace of the Providence, may we soon herald a wholesome, life-affirming, vegan world for the welfare of all beings.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
U.S. actor and director receives French top honor. President Nicolas Sarkozy of France presented multiple Academy and Golden Globe award-winning actor and director Clint Eastwood with the prestigious Commander of the French Legion of Honor at the Élysée Palace for his lifetime work and ability to bring pleasure to global audiences. Calling the 79-year-old a giant, President Sarkozy stated that such filmmaking achievements could even help bridge international diplomacy, stating, "When one loves the cinema of a people, one loves the people." In accepting the honor, Mr. Eastwood said, "This is a wonderful honor. I love movies, and I love the appreciation that the French people have for movies." Our applause, Clint Eastwood, for your most recent and deserved distinction. May your shining light continue to grace our world with your talent in bringing the joy of the cinema to audiences worldwide.
Earth Journalism Awards named. The climate change stories of 15 journalists have been recognized with the Earth Journalism Award by Internews, a global non-profit organization that supports local media around the world. The articles were selected to promote awareness of environmental issues ahead of the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen next month. The organizers are asking the public to select the 16th distinction, the Global Public Award, from among the 15 winning stories by voting on social online networks, Facebook and Twitter. The awards presentation ceremony will be held in Copenhagen during the summit. James Fahn, Global Director of Internews Environmental Program, said, "The Earth Journalism Awards were established to boost climate change coverage in this critical year leading up to Copenhagen, and to highlight the efforts of journalists reporting on this challenging subject around the world. Congratulations, finalists. Our earnest thanks for your courageous coverage in informing both leaders and the public about climate change issues. May heaven watch over you as you continue your noble work."
Indian and Bangladeshi sailors freed. Thanks to the joint efforts of businessmen from Somalia's autonomous Puntland region, along with clan elders, 9 Indian and Bangladeshi men were released in Garao, the capital of Puntland, on Saturday, November 14th. The sailors are said to be all in good health. Many thanks, Somali businessmen and tribal leaders, for your help in securing the peaceful freedom of the 9 sailors, wishing them joyful celebrations of life in the warm company of family and friends.
Save our planet. British climate chief speaks up for the veg climate solution in India. During an interview with Indian newspaper Financial Express, British climate economist Lord Nicholas Stern voiced his encouragement for the meat-free lifestyle as a viable climate solution, stating,
"A vegetarian diet is climate-friendly. It's less carbon-intensive. Though eating food is a matter of personal choice, it is desirable to help people make informed decisions. While in India, Lord Stern was delivering a lecture on building an equitable agreement on climate change. Lord Stern is joining several other notable leaders in voicing support for the climate benefits of a vegetarian diet. These include United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, Chairman Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change Chief Ivo de Boer, and British former Beatles member Sir Paul McCartney.
Lord Stern and all other noble voices, our accolades and admiration for encouraging the public to consider food choices as an integral part of an eco-friendly lifestyle. May we all be inspired toward adoption of the plant-based diet for our planet and our future.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has long been a tireless advocate for the world-saving organic vegan diet, as in an interview with The House magazine for the September 2009 edition.
I wish I could find another solution, but all the evidence doesn't favor any other solution except vegan diet. And then we can have other solutions when we have more time. We have only a few years now, and we don't know what comes yet even. Now it's swine flu, but what else? I don't want to know. I don't have any other solution. Be green is just by the way, okay? Be veg is the only, the main, the 90% solution.
Save our planet. United Kingdom scientists enhance carbon absorption technologies. With more than 2.8 million euros in grant support from the European Union and the UK's Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council, researchers at the University of Warwick have developed designs that help minimize emissions for both home heating and air conditioning cars.
This new equipment, which is up to 20 times smaller than was earlier possible, could reduce home fuel costs and carbon dioxide emissions by 30% or more, and lower fuel use and CO2 emissions for automobile air conditioning systems. With many businesses that have already shown interest in these innovations, Dr. Bob Kridoff, University of Warwick professor and lead researcher, said, "It is particularly pleasing that the technology will significantly help reduce CO2 emissions."
Our green salute, Dr. Kridoff, and colleagues on this exciting development. We look forward to seeing more such advancements that help us all tread more gently on the planet.
Save our planet. Global warming and El Niño impacting South American monkeys. Wishing to better understand the impact of climate change on tropical monkeys, U.S. scientists studied the El Niño Southern Oscillation, or ENSO, the weather patterns that are worsening with global warming. They selected four representative species, all of which are highly threatened. The Mariqui of Brazil, Colombia's woolly monkey, Jeffrey's spider monkey in Panama, and the red howler monkey in Venezuela. Associate Professor of Biology, Dr. Eric Post, an ecology graduate student, Ms. Rosina Weiderholt of Pennsylvania State University, discovered that all four species showed a decline due to changes in fruit availability because of the extensive variations in climate associated with El Niño fluctuations.
Dr. Post stated, "El Niño events are expected to increase in frequency with global warming. This study suggests that the consequences of such intensification of ENSO could be devastating for several species of New World monkeys." Their research will be published in the United Kingdom's Royal Society journal, Biology Letters. Many thanks, Dr. Post and Ms. Weiderholt, for your important findings that highlight the harmful consequences of climate change on our primate relatives and co-inhabitants. Let us quickly adopt compassionate vegan lifestyles to help safeguard the many precious lives of our animal friends.
Concern for the welfare of all beings facing the dire circumstances of our time, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often emphasized the urgent need for action, as during an August 2008 video conference with our association members in Canada.
They are trying their best to sound the warning bell, warning by disease, and even death en masse. But I don't know how many of us are listening. They're trying to help us, but we're trying to kill them. It's a very sad affair. We humans have to do everything we can, not waiting for the animals. They're already dying. Numerous are dying every day. So many other signs in the nature, so many animal signs, but we have to listen. It's not the animals, it's us. We just have to remind everybody to be veg and to be kind to the animals. That's the only way we can protect them.
Save Our Planet, seeking to encourage other nations towards similarly deep emission reductions. Brazilian officials announced plans to voluntarily reduce emissions up to 39% of projected 2020 levels, which would return them to levels last seen in 1994.
Save Our Planet, Yemen's Minister of Water and Environment, Abdulrahman El Ariani, announces that up to 80% of the country's tribal, political, and sectarian conflicts are related to growing water scarcity.
Save Our Planet. World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, Canada's Climate Change Program Manager, Keith Stewart, delivers 800 postcards to Prime Minister Stephen Harper, all made by students aged 6 to 14, as he echoes their calls for the government to step up efforts to address climate change.
Of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life.
Tutu and I both love our plant-based diet.
We're here with the tip of the day.
To help save money on recreation, look for discount days.
That's right, Mimi. There are many museums, galleries, and parks that offer reduced prices on certain days of the week.
Check online or give the places a call to see how you can reduce your entertainment costs. A dollar saved is a dollar earned.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from the United States. To bring to the urgent SOS climate change message to the local communities, our association members from San Jose, California, sponsored bus announcements. The Be Veg, Go Green, Save the Planet slogan, as created by Supreme Master Ching Hai, was placed on 45 buses whose routes traversed neighboring cities and towns for 8 weeks. The signs are estimated to be viewed 7.6 million times. Billboards were also posted in high traffic areas. One saying, "Be vegetarian, it stops 80% of global warming," was positioned near the intersection of two major interstate highways, I-101 and I-880, in the heart of Silicon Valley. 2 million people are expected to see it. Another was situated near the San Francisco International Airport. As more people become aware of the detrimental effects of meat consumption, may the diet that will save the world be quickly adopted, the peaceful vegan diet.
In health news, Columbia hosts well-being events. the Yoga Expo 2009 and the Healthy, Wealthy and Wise Festival were held simultaneously at the Colegio Gimnasio Moderno in Bogotá. Professionals, practitioners and those interested in yoga attended the gathering, which featured workshops, exhibitions and free practice sessions. The festival offered the experience of nutritious living through natural, delicious food and healthful habits with over 80 exhibitors of vegetarian and vegan products. Information was also shared with participants about the importance of adopting a plant-based diet to protect the planet.
Sí, al vegetarianismo.
Pues una recomendación, ser vegetariano, ama a todos y protege el planeta Tierra.
Pienso que el vegetarianismo es una línea de vida, una forma de vida que ayuda a la reconstrucción de nuestro planeta.
Many thanks to all those involved in Yoga Expo 2009 and the Healthy, Wealthy and Wise Festival for promoting a beneficial lifestyle and earth-saving practices. May we cherish our world and co-inhabitants with compassionate plant-based choices. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Palestinian band expresses their life stories through popular music. We'll just go for a hug. Be right back. More inspiring news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, touching news for a loving world. In cultural news, Palestinian musicians share their life stories through beautiful songs. 2 years ago, Mr. Mustafa Al-Johari, who was born almost completely blind, helped to establish Palestinians' first blind band with his fellow university students. The group is very popular in their local area of Jenin and plays for festivals and weddings. Mr. Al-Johari also hosts a weekly radio show in which he at times sings and features the group. Band member Mr. Samar Mahmad Asasa said, "We sing about Palestinian life. The music allows us to speak out and tell our story." Our hats off to you, Mr. Mustafa Al-Johari, Mr. Samar Mahmad Asasa, and all others who are part of band, for your heartfelt musical expressions. May the gracious Palestinian people flourish in everlasting peace and sustainability.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Olexi's entitled Maritime Exam.
Trong buổi thi tốt nghiệp tại trường Hàng Hải, giáo sư hỏi một thí sinh rằng, nếu mà cơn bão đến từ phía bên phải của con tàu, thì ta sẽ làm sao? Thí sinh trả lời, tôi sẽ thả neo. Giáo sư hỏi tiếp, còn nếu mà cơn bão đến từ phía mũi tàu? Thí sinh trả lời, thì tôi sẽ thả neo. Thứ hai, nếu mà cơn bão đến từ phía sau tàu thì làm sao? Tôi sẽ thả một cái neo nữa. Giáo sư hỏi, anh lấy đâu mà nhiều neo thế? Thí sinh hỏi lại, vậy giáo sư lấy đâu ra mà nhiều bão vậy?
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Dear Supreme Master, watching your television daily, I see your interest in environmental sustainability and protection. God bless you. Iwebu, Kale, Nigeria.
Hi Iwebu, it's wonderful to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a personal reply for you. Kindest Iwebu, thanks for your hotline. The staff at Supreme Master Television sure appreciate this. I'm also grateful for supporting friendship like yours. God bless you more. Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We will be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@supremastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.supremastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May each day be graced with divine joy. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
China's President Hu Jintao meets with Chilean President Michelle Bachelet in Singapore, where the two commended their country's favorable trade relations and spoke of future opportunities for greater cooperation.
Norwegian People's Aid donates $1.6 million for the further clearance of landmines in the Tsikong province of Laos to ensure the safer livelihoods of Laotians.
Indian and Australian Prime Ministers Manmohan Singh and Kevin Rudd meet to rebuild relations, pledging cooperation in climate change and other areas.
To ensure public safety, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency issues a public warning that a food manufacturer in Vancouver has voluntarily recalled smoked salmon products due to possible listeria contamination.
The Dutch Cabinet of the Netherlands approves a road tax that would reduce emissions and traffic congestion by levying a base tax for every kilometer driven.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai meets with the leaders of 8 Muslim nations to encourage further cooperation, freedom of trade and transit, and other collaborations.
Formosan or Taiwanese founder of vegetarian website Suis, Mr. Lin Hongjui's first veg guide sold so quickly that he has now developed an updated version of the pocket-sized directory to veg eating spots.
World-famous musician 50 Cent joins a campaign by United States Dallas Mayor pro tempore Dwayne Carraway to combat teen violence by lending his voice to inspire youth toward positive changes in their lives.
Sheikh Salih Al Hussein, the General Presidency for the Holy Mosque and Prophet's Mosque Affairs, is providing the Holy Mosque in Mecca and the Prophet's Mosque in Medina with 5,000 wheelchairs to accommodate elderly and disabled pilgrims.
Nigerian President Umaru Yar'Adua, together with Nigerian Nobel Prize-winning author Holi Soyinka, hold constructive peace talks with former leaders of the Movement for Emancipation of the Niger Delta, or MEND, which both sides agree are fruitful.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.